Let me catch you up on the story of a legendary crew. I stumble upon a want ad, cause I needed to pee. The Sauron hires us to kill an unknown enemy. Turns out to be a dragon and he fucks our shit up. But we eke out a win because we never give up. Yeah. Vox Machina becomes protectors of the realm. Gets invited to a party at Uriel's. The Briar would show up and Percy freaks the fuck out, cause they slayed his whole damn family and took the crown. What? We follow him to Whitestone and take up Percy's fight, while Pike leaves on a quest to reconnect the Everlight. I learn about the Zipper Twat from a book that Vax swiped, but Delilah's dogs take it and we lose our ride. Whitestone is in shambles and the Sun Tree almost dead. Percy's popping off their henchmen with a list on his gat, but smoke keeps pouring out of him. Yo, what the fuck is up with that? We find his sister Cass, but she gets her throat cut. We see red. Kiki's lightning reaction, Ashari magic saves her ass, and we bust out of there. I need some hot three-way action. Delilah decides to raise the dead.
We get surrounded on all sides. It's a zombie attack. Pika comes down from the sky with a monster killing blast.
The people are inspired to rise up for their hood as we race up to the ziggurat to snatch the briarwood.
Ooh, acid creeping up to our necks. Cassandra double crossed us. Grog drops trout, takes a swim and saves us all. Yes, at last Kiki harnesses the power of the light and smokes Silas Briarwood to disc a night.
Delilah runs inside and tries a magic rite. The whispered one appears. Oh no, the end is nigh.
Percy battles the internal demon. He takes a stand and he overcomes the curse, but he shoots his own hand.
Cassandra stabs Delilah dead and vows to the people of Whitestone to be their new head. New head. We return to Iman, his hometown heroes, you know. Uriel makes a speech and seeds control. No.
As the dragons come for us, what could happen, all my people?
It's time to strap on. In. No, I mean on.